All right, we're back on the Tell the Band to Go Home. This is kind of a more personal show for me. These are the albums that that influenced me deeply and set me straight and led me here today. And none could be more powerful and influenced than this one. We've spoken about it before. You're probably tired of it, but it's a record that I never get tired of. And if anybody out there doesn't have a copy yet, please go get one, especially the 2010 reissue with the bonus DVD featuring me in like 1992 or so. I had a friend at high school who was older and cooler and smarter than me, and we used to hang out and listen to music, and this one went over and over and over again on the old boom box. Literally, I remember sitting around listening to this record end to end, and then, you know, listen to it again end to end, maybe even a third time, and it just blew me away. I'd never heard, well, you know, I grew up on the pop music. We played a lot of the pop music and stuff there in that first hour, but this one kind of appealed to those senses. But it also had just amazingly clever lyrics. And spoke about a lot of things that I understood firsthand, and I'd never really found that in music before, I don't think, quite so much as with this record. It's still one. It has like 18 songs on it, and not a single dud. It is an amazing, amazing piece of work. I love it, love it, love it. And this particular song was a favorite back in the day, so I'll play it for you again. So pleased to, in some little way, have played a part in the reissue of this record. It is my favorite record of all time. It's called Shakespeare, My Butt.
Yeah. taunting me, and I'm hanging around in my old haunts. And I remember you telling me that Alex never gets what she wants, but you got someone, and it ain't me. Yeah, I got myself again, but I just can't let.
You. Ooh. Give you crazy, you don't know why, you never learn. I don't know why you bother waiting anymore. You stand in line, but you'll never get your turn.
Stayed in you're relying on to lead you home. You're lying on to lead you home. You're lying on to lead you home.
The Incredible Weaker Thans. When I started university, I picked up a copy of that record at the university bookstore. I'd never heard it, but I'd read some reviews and I'd heard people talking about it, and I knew that it was highly respected. And I bought it, and I didn't get it. I played it at first, and I didn't get it. But there were so many weird little lines and neat little things in the record that I wanted to hear again. That I kept listening and listening, and I realized very quickly that I was hopelessly addicted. I used to have a personal rule that I had to listen to that record at least once a month, and I've been neglecting those duties, but I got to go back to it. It is such an amazing, powerful thing. The Weaker Thans there. Title track to Left and Leaving. We heard the Skydiggers in there. Penny Moore from Restless. Heard that one in high school and just went crazy for it. So good. Same thing with Spirit of the West's Labor Day. We heard Profiteers off that great record. Those, I guess, were the first kind of real rootsy things that I got into in my life. And then I went to the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and my mind was blown wide open. We heard the Rio Statics in there with Shaved Head from Whale Music. That is just one another thing that, when I first listened to the Rio Statics, I didn't get it at all. It just didn't make sense. But I had a cool friend who was really into the Rio Statics, so I wanted to pretend that I was cool, so I wanted to try to understand it so that I could be cool too. And eventually, boy, did I understand it. Boy, huge for me. Rio Statics, especially that record, Whale Music, right there. And The Lowest of the Low, Bleed a Little While Tonight from Shakespeare, My Butt. Just a outstanding record. If you like anything about this show, you have to love that record. It's the rule. So, you know, pick up a copy. And if you pick up one of the new ones, watch the DVD with the interview on. Actually, don't, because it's really embarrassing. I got to interview Ron Hawkins and Stephen Stanley from The Lowest of Low on this show years ago, and drummer David Alexander was listening in the van out in front, and he came running in after the interview and said, "Can I have a copy of that?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure. Why?" And he said, "Well, I've been thinking about putting together a DVD, and I think that would really help." And I was like, "What?" And it took a long, long time, but eventually it did happen. You can also dial it up on the YouTube. It's called Low Roads, a documentary featuring me. And, you know, when he asked if he could use it, I thought maybe he was going to use a few clips here and there, mostly of Ron and Steven. I didn't think I'd appear in it anywhere, but he put the whole damn thing unedited, and that drives me crazy because some of it is so bad. On my part. Anyway, good stuff. I'll mention this again. I mentioned it earlier on in the show. Got a call from someone from Elections Canada. Winnipeg South Centre riding, their polling station. They need some help to alleviate the lineups. If you want to go work today, tomorrow, or on Election Day, October 19th, you just give them a call. If you're 18 and over, you can get a job today. Working at Elections Canada, and no matter who you are, you couldn't possibly be slower or more clueless than the people that I had when I went to vote on Friday. But it was worth it. Get on out there and make a vote. Seriously, this is one of those times where your vote could make a huge difference. So please don't forget. And if you do want to, 983-7664, 983-7664, or 983-7199 to speak to the folks down there and get yourself a job. Get off the couch. Get a job. You know? All right, here's one I got to play. This record has had a huge influence on me many times. First of all, when I first heard it, I couldn't believe how great it was. front to back. It's one of those records that I've been listening to. When did this thing come out? Like 95, I guess. Yeah, 95. It's one of those things that has never gone out of style for me. I've never stopped listening to it, and I promise not to until the day I die. It is just a powerful, powerful piece of work. And then a few years ago when this guy died, committed suicide, it just... It hit me hard. It still makes me upset today to think about it. And I miss him. And he was making some great music when he died, and I'm sure there would have been much more great stuff to come. But for most people, this is the one that they remember. And if you're going to be remembered for an album, this might as well be the one, because holy cow, is it great. Here's something from the late, great John Bottomley.
My baby rolls me over. I feel like tattoos, lots of money, diamond rings and such things to chap your honey. You got big black cars, you want to let her ride. Give it all to her, she might come over to your side. In the country, you give it all to her, she could still be empty. You could be the richest man in the world, but there's nothing I know of that'll buy you the heart of a girl. But if you got love and a deep devotion, it gets just as deep as ocean, just you two inside, just you two inside, just you two inside, with just you two inside. We'll be right back.
step I take. I walk alone with you. Every step I take. I walk alone with you.
Sitting in this lonely town, I wonder when things are gonna change. Dreaming my life away, and it seems them dreams have turned into a bunch of dust clouds. Getting my nerve up, but my past is pulling me down. Wondering how long this black sheep, yeah, can stick around. Somebody told me once before, they said that you can never go home again. Once you leave, you'd take anything just to steer me away from the truth of who I am and what I believe. So I thank them for his 2 cents, with a shake and some sympathy. Packed up my blue jeans and I let it fall, the big pile of my freedom. So bye bye, black sheep of the family. Bye bye, black sheep, how that means so much to me. Bye bye to my friends and my family. Bye bye, black sheep, gonna set my soul, yeah, set it free, free. Times the world are changing. I did just literally. Take a couple chances. My progress in advances to that prize of my stars. Steel bars, never will a prison cell make. Once I find that sweet home, or someplace I like to call home. Some people say I'm crazy, sing out loud, how long I do here on the street. When I got a song, oh, bye-bye, oh, bye-bye to the black sheep of the family. Goodbye to my friends. And black sheep, you know you'd always mean so much to me. So my friends, you've been my family. Bye-bye, black sheep, I'm going off to set my soul. Simple.
tracks, they say. You see, I'm running out of time. Once again, I change my mind. But the wind's out my back today. I shouldn't have stood before I fell. Just one of the things you could never tell. They say you get what you deserve. Why must I feed off of the absurd? Well, the wind is at my back today. The wind is at my back today.
Gonna break, and it'll wash you. darling, what I waited for. A storm to chill your feet down to the floor. A wind strong enough to rip your sails. And hope to make you chew your nails. Darling, why do you hold your tongue? When old man Moon calls you out to drum, your pockets are full, your hands are tied. You found your home, but you lost your pride.
That record, I just never get tired of it. Well, you know, all of his records since then have been spectacular, but that one in particular, I guess because it's the first one. And when I heard it, I could not believe that something like that could be made in some kid's basement in St. Norbert. Like, there's no fancy studio, there's no people you'd ever heard of before that. And it's just an incredible record. It is so good, and I'm still such a huge, huge fan of the record and the guy, and just brings me joy all the time. Love Songs for the Last 20, Bar Pal Del Barber. That's as far as I can tell. Before that, Matthew Ryan. No, very few people have given me the comfort, the happiness, the joy that Matthew Ryan has over the years. And it all kicked off with that record, May Day, given to me by my good pal Gary Annable. Thank you, sir. That's Damn. We heard Mike Plume in there and the Mike Plume Band from Song and Dance Man. We heard Wind at My Back. We heard Martin Sexton, Black Sheep, title track to that record. Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, Lace and Pretty Flowers from Higher Hurtin'. And John Bottomley, You Lose and You Gain from Blackberry. Friends, I know we're over time. I got to tell you about a couple of things. Number one, coming up on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. Please join us for that. Friday at 6 o'clock, Thursday night, we have our kickoff party at the Goodwill Social Club. It's going to be a great time down at the Goodwill. Stop in and have a drink and say hello and maybe make a pledge. Friday is the beginning of UMFM's Pledge-Rama. We need your support. We love you and thank you for all the support you've given us and hope you'll do so again. Starting Friday, you can give us a call here. You can pre-pledge now and I can take care of that in advance. And the next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home's Pledge-Rama Spectacular. We are going to debut the brand new record by the D-Rangers and hopefully some new Jackson Hall. And we'll throw in some other special guests and exciting things. So please join us next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Also on Saturday, I should mention a big show at the Sunset Saloon. Andrew Penner of the Sun Parlor Players. We'd love to have you join us. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com and stay tuned for Sunday Drive. Sorry.